We shall continue with this. These are all contradictory statements. We shall first listen to them very, very sharply, without being startled. Or even if startled, we shall take the shock of them. Matsthani sarabhutani. All these creatures, matsthani, they are all located in me. Nacha aham teshu avasthitaha. But I am not located in them. They are in me, but I am not in them. Now, this is a self-contradiction. Normally, when somebody is in you, in some way you are in them. This is our normal experience of our life. In some way something is, when you put something here, then it is impossible that something of this is not here. But Sri Krishna says very clearly, in a startling manner, Matsthani sarabhutani nacha aham teshu avasthita. But then again he says, nacha matsthani bhutani. Even they are not in me. First he says they are in me, and I am not in them. But now he says, nacha matsthani bhutani. It's a sharp contradiction. Here he says they are in me, here he says no, they are not in me. Pashya me yogam aishwaram. See my supreme aishwarya, my supreme royalty. This is the king knowledge. Aishwaram. See my yoga, which is so powerful, so mysterious, so wonderful. Bhuta Bhrin. Nacha Bhutastaha. Mama Atma Bhuta Bhavanaha. Bhuta Bhrin. I am the bearer of all these creatures. Na Bhutastaha. And yet I am not in them. Repeats, na cha bhutastaha. I am not in them. I am not seated in the bhutas. I am the bearer of all the bhutas. And yet I am not in bhutas, not in the creatures. Mama atma, my very self, is bhuta bhavana. He himself has become these creatures. Bhuta Bhavanaha, one who has become all this. I am the bearer of all the creatures. I am myself all these creatures. They are all in me. They are not in me. They are in me, but I am not in them. Such is my wonderful nature. And this is all that is to be known. King knowledge is given, perfect, full knowledge is given. Now let us try to understand. These are only two statements, and we shall dwell upon it today. These two important statements.
So is the analogy of mother and child to be associated with this very wrong?
Mother and the?
Child.
Yes.
To be associated with this is very wrong. The statement.
You mean if you make analogy with mother and child, it would not be wrong. Statement is true, therefore, in a sense you might say this statement is such, which is anupama. Basically, this statement does not apply to anybody in the world. It is a statement which is true only of the Supreme Divine. Therefore, there is no analogy. So you cannot say, now I will explain to you by bringing an analogy. Look, this is how this is there. Sri Krishna himself will give another analogy afterwards in the very next paragraph, but we shall wait for it. basically there is nothing comparable to the divine. If it was comparable, then the divine would not be divine. He is the supreme. Therefore, is anupama. Therefore, no analogy will take you to understand it properly. But you can approximate. But first, let us try to understand this statement in two or three different ways. There are, in the history of thought, three conceptions of God. I now refer to these historical conceptions because here we have an exposition of the knowledge of God. Maya tatam idam. Maya means me, means the supreme. Supreme says all this world is manifested by me. Therefore, this is the knowledge of the supreme reality. This is the knowledge of reality which was missing in Arjuna's question, and therefore the question had become so grave. If you bring this knowledge into all that Arjuna has said, that question will be dissolved and answered. Because it is Raja Vidya, it is a capital king knowledge, and king knowledge is that which rubs out, wipes out all the doubts. Everything is to be made clear now. So we need therefore to understand this concept, and one of the ways by which you can understand this concept is to see how throughout the history of the world people have tried to understand God.